Blog Talk. You are tuned into the 411 Lounge. I am LeVar Evans, your host. And if you are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, you know that this is not only the home of the 411 Lounge, but it's also the home of Ion Hollywood, which can be heard, unless it is interrupted for a special program, it can be heard every Friday here on the News and Comment Network. And it is also the home of the Cutting Room Floor and also News and Comment. And like we said, this show, the 411 Lounge, so a lot of different programming here for you on Blog Talk Radio, especially this page, and we invite you, as always, to join us on our Facebook page. You can look us up on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, using Comment Network with Laura and Lola, and we will give you show guides as well as links to all of our previous shows and some up-to-date information and some fun information, too, so if you have not had a chance to catch that, check us out on there. And also, you can check out our Eye on Hollywood page on Twitter. And yes, I know we're going to be better about that page one of these days. We'll get into that tweeting mode a little bit better. But you can catch us out there as well at twitter.com/4 Eye on Hollywood. Now, we got all of that out of the way. I will tell you the reason for today's show. And I'm hoping, really, really hoping, that our guest shows today would love to have a chance to talk with her. She's probably, perhaps, one of the busiest people in the adult entertainment industry. And on top of that, I would also have to say probably one of the most genuine. I know, you know, we talked to Sunny Lane back in December, and when we talk genuine, we also talk people like her. And one of the most probably fan-popular people out there, and she's all over the net, and if you type in her name, you will definitely get all of her information and everything else that's to be put out there, and hopefully we can talk to her today also about an honor that she has coming up. She's now been in the business for about a decade, and that is the one and only and lovely Sarah J. And Sarah J. is right now up for some awards for the Urban X Awards this year, and among you can go to urbanxawards.com, I believe, to vote on that. And I know that Sarah also has links that are on her Twitter page as well. And I guess I'll tell you where Sarah's at on Twitter. You can catch her at twitter.com/ Sarah J Triple X. So that's SaraJayXXX. Not that hard. So. But some of the awards that she's up for actually five of them. She won an award back in 2009 for Best Interracial Star, and she is up for five awards, like I said, this year, among which Orgasmic Bowlist, Biggest Male Performer, or Best Male Performer, Female Performer of the Year, the biggest Acid Porn, as well as the Interracial Star of the Year. And she is also going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame as well, joining a quite pretty big-time eclectic list this year. I think I saw Mandingo on that list along with a couple of other people. So, it seems kind of weird, 10 years in the business and you're in a Hall of Fame. But I know in the adult entertainment industry, that's how it pretty much goes. But well-deserved honor, hopefully soon it will also be an AVN Hall of Fame or some other Hall of Fame, because if you've seen her work and if you've seen her perform, you, like I said, that genuineness comes out a lot in her performance. And like, it's not acting as some of the performers do. I mean, she generally loves what she does. So I will also be remiss if I did not mention that you can find her at a couple of other websites as well, not only on Twitter, but she's still, I guess I have to give her a tease to this one. She's also still on MySpace as well, over a ton of followers there, myspace.com/SarahJXXX. And she is also has an official website, SarahJ.com, and one other one that she's also pushing, which is SarahJVideos.com, in which you can get a lot of personalized stuff from Sarah on that website as well. And she also has a blog, which is blog.sarahj.com, an official YouTube site, and I believe, if I'm also correct, and can be corrected here, she also does mobile updates, and which I think it's message, she can message me at sarahj at 368674. So she's all over the place, but, you know, like I said, that's one of the things that you have to do, and so fan-friendly. Personal story, I think I've talked about it before, last year here in Chicago, which is actually, it's almost that time again, Exotica, I think last year was called Ecstasy, but this year it's called Exotica, but it will be here in Chicago, and she was here last year, first year really that a program like that had been done in the Chicago area. I mean, years past, if you go out to different promotions, you know, the big AVN Awards ceremony is out in Las Vegas, and then I know there's big ceremonies out in L.A. and as well as Florida, and I think on the East Coast in New York, but there had never been anything done in Chicago. And, you know, a handful of stars who first year out, you know, big names, and especially with Sarah J, a big name such as hers, came out. And I can't speak for her, but I will tell you, the crowd reaction in itself was just phenomenal. Now, I went during the first day, first few hours in, like when it really just opened up. I'm already there, and there's like almost like 20 guys around the table, all there to see Sarah J buying videos, taking pictures with her, and, you know, just talking to her. And I think this is actually her that I have online. Sarah, is that you?
It is me.
Hey, what's going
on? I'm good.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great.
I was just kind of explaining the out story here. I was, like I said, I'm pretty sure you don't know, but I was talking about last year here in Chicago. I know that you were here for the big thing at that time. I think it was called Ecstasy, which is now Exotica this year. And I was just saying how genuine that you were, because I know that, you know, when I showed up, there was like a lot of guys just all standing in line to see you. And, I know, I think you'll be coming back to Chicago pretty soon, right?
I will. I'm coming for the Exotica thing.
Yeah, fantastic.
In July, yeah.
Yep.
I believe it's July 8th, 9th, and 10th.
And I was telling everybody I had a chance to meet you last year. Yep, I'm here.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's all right. I said, I was telling everybody I had a chance to meet you, and I was like, you know, one of the first things that I think anybody will say when they meet you is just how genuine a person that you are. And,
well,
you know,
thank you.
You have such a big, huge following, and I will tell everybody, you know, she is just as pretty in person as you see, you know, in the videos and everything else. So you definitely check Sarah out when she comes back to Chicago.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I take a lot of pride in my work, and I take a lot of pride in my body. I work out a lot, and I appreciate it when somebody takes notice.
Yeah, well, definitely I was noticing, so. And I think everybody will notice if they see you, so definitely. But let's kind of start here back at the beginning, because, you know, now you've been in this business now for about 10 years, and I don't want to, like, repeat and keep rehashing stories, but tell everybody how you actually kind of began in this business, and who were your early influences when you started?
Well, I started out dancing. And I really liked, you know, the sex industry in general, like just being viewed as a sex object. I was very comfortable in front of people. When I got tired of dancing, because, you know, dancing can be very exhausting, I wanted to stay in the sex industry, but, you know, do something a little different. When I was living in Las Vegas at the time, I knew a couple of porn stars. I just took some pictures and started sending them to people until I got a job. And then it snowballed. That job led to another job, which led to another.
And the rest, they say, is history.
Right.
And I was telling everybody, I did a pretty good long commercial for you before you joined us about all of your websites and where they can see you.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I was telling everybody, I was like, you know, the one good thing, you know, about being a fan favorite is that, you know, you're out there on the web and you have, like, so many different sites. I mean, nobody can say, well, I can't find enough Sarah Kravitz here because it's out there. All they have to do is...
It is. Not only that, but over the, you know, 11 years that I've been in the industry, I've worked a lot. Like, I didn't really take any time off until just recently. So, you know, I was probably putting out 10 to 30 scenes a month for a good piece of that 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you do get a chance to relax, I'm always kind of curious about this. When do you relax? And if so, how do you relax?
You know, I'm a very lucky girl. I, you know, had opportunities all over the world to do lots of fun stuff. So whenever I go someplace for work, I always manage to squeeze in a couple extra days for fun, you know, or maybe an afternoon where I get to go to a show or a concert. I really am into hip-hop and music a lot, so I go see a lot of shows. And, you know, when I'm in great cities for that, like New York, you know, I definitely take the time out of my work schedule to do that. And sometimes I even try to plan my work schedule around events. You know, I just went to Summer Jam in New York and the Roots Family Picnic in Philadelphia. And yeah, I just planned my whole trip around that. Was able to get some, you know, business accomplished and also enjoy myself.
Yeah, I was going to get into that. I was going to say, you're a pretty big fan of the Roots. I know I've seen it on Twitter.
I'm a huge fan of the Roots. They're my favorite band by far.
Now, actually, you're headed back to New York this weekend, correct?
I am. I'm going to be performing at Seductions in Hempstead, Long Island.
Wow. And that's Friday, June 17th, for all of you who are wondering. So if you're in the New York area, definitely go and check Sarah J out in person. But
yeah,
I'm
just only one night.
Though.
I'll have lots of good stuff there, too, with me.
But... for those that don't know, and like I said, you can catch Sarah at sarahj.com as well as on Twitter, on MySpace, and I know you have a blog. You've got your official YouTube site, and I did see the brand new video today about the basketball. So if you haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's a new thing we're starting called Will It Balance, and I'm going to be balancing various things on my butt, or attempting to.
Well, see, this is where I get a little mad, because I think that you should put it out there. Now, it's not urban legend. It is actually on YouTube of you, of course, balancing the Ciroc. And here, Coco gets all the credit for balancing, like, a can or something like that, and it gets on TMZ, and I was like, well, that's nothing. I was like, I just saw Sarah J on video balancing a bottle of Ciroc. So, I don't know. For people out there, go check out the video. It's got a ton of views. So, but... kind of going along here now, you know, a lot of people, you know, I guess, and I don't know, the question here is like, is there an interest down the line of maybe going mainstream, or are you one where you're comfortable where you're at now, and if mainstream calls, so be it, or it's not something that you're really chasing right now? Because it seems like a lot of porn stars are now kind of trying to cross over into, you know, mainstream film as well as in television. Is it something that you would be interested in doing?
Well, not exactly. I definitely, you know, am interested in working in the back end of camera, but not necessarily for mainstream. I wouldn't, you know, be opposed to it if the right opportunity came to me and it was something that I truly was interested in. It's just, you know, my interest is sex, and that's why I'm in the sex industry. And you know, to do anything else would be not as exciting to me.
Please tell me there's a clone of you somewhere.
I just finished film school, and you know, I've already produced and directed 4 DVDs, and I really want to work on my production.
Now the production. Tell everybody a little bit about the production, because I read a little bit about that, and I know you did. I know a movie I know last year, and you can tell us about any upcoming projects. I know you did one called Sarah Jane Heat, right?
Mhm. Yeah, the first movie that I directed was Sarah J. Lowe's Black Cock, and that was through Black Market. And then I put out Chocoholic Mills, and then that was followed by Sarah Jane Heat. And then my most recent release was Sarah J. and Ethan Hunt Present How to Tame Your Dragon. We're talking about your penis.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And is there any other projects coming out soon for you?
Yeah, I'm actually working on the beginnings of a couple scripts right now, but, you know, they're in the infant stage, so.
Now, is it a big change going from, you know, just being the talent to now, you know, being the producer and writing the scripts? How big of a change was it for you, and what did you learn along the way? Or, you know, did you learn, you know, was there like a major difference between just being talent and doing all that stuff behind the scenes?
No, it's really just a natural progression. I didn't even really notice it, and before you know it, I'm doing everything, you know. I mean, like I said, I've been doing it for 11 years, so it's just one of those things where you just start picking things up, and, you know, before you know what you're directing, and then, you know, you're coming up with script ideas, and you're writing outlines, and, you know, you're doing the research and looking at other movies and coming up with new ideas, and, yeah, before you know it, you're thoroughly involved. And now that I just got out of school, I'm even involved in the technical aspects of it, everything from, you know, lighting and sound to editing. It just seems like the, you know, natural way things wouldn't progress.
And speaking of progression and everything kind of going on, I was talking at the top of the show, too. Congratulations are in order for the upcoming Urban X Awards. And I remind everybody again, go out and vote for Sarah. She's actually up for 5 different categories this year, as well as going into the Hall of Fame. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You can vote for me at voteforsarahj.com. VOTE, the number 4, and SARHAY.com. I really appreciate every vote that I get, and they all count. And, you know, Urban X has been really great to me in the past. That I won 2009 Best Interracial Performer.
Mm-hmm. And I was just on, probably like less than an hour ago, and I voted for Sarah J. And I said the things that she's up for the Biggest Ass in Porn, Female Performer of the Year, Best MILF Performer. Really? Best MILF Performer, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big question on that. I don't know. Orgasmic Oralist and Interracial Star of the Year. So a lot of categories there for you to go out and vote. So 5 different ones. Remember that. So go out and vote for that one. So
I've been categorized as a MILF since I started, just for the simple fact I'm built like a woman and not like a child. You know, I've done MILF porn since day one.
I look at some of the things that they categorize by. Is there any of them that, like, might bother you? I mean, I think MILF, you know, if you're thinking MILF, you're thinking somebody, like, you know, who's in there maybe, like, late 30s to early 40s. I mean, I'm not thinking of Sarah J. as a MILF.
Well,
I don't know.
I think it's more like a role. Like, I mean, we are acting. It's not all reality porn, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like a role you play. Right? When I started doing, you know, porn when I was 23, you know, my second movie was, you know, a MILF scene. That's because I'm built like a woman as opposed to a child.
And Sarah J. is all woman, so if you've seen her, you already know what I'm talking about. But what's the good part? I guess this is another good question, but what's the good part and the bad part about what you do?
Well, the good part, there's a lot of good parts. You know, I'm my own boss. I run my own company. I, you know, love having sex. Absolutely. And I love making money. So, I mean, those are all good things when everything that, you know, you do in your, you know, chosen profession you love, it's kind of a bonus situation. I guess, you know, like the only really negative thing in my mind is a lot of the racial problems that, you know, are involved in the porn industry. It's always been like that, and it always will be, just like most other industries as well. There's a lot of race problems, but because it's like, you know, we're having sex with each other, it's a lot more personal, and it's a lot more, we have to come in contact with the racial discussions on a much more regular basis than I think a lot of other industries do.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, as a black man myself, I see sometimes on, like, the boards, you know, people talk about, oh, my God, you know, how could, you know, so-and-so do that, or, you know, and it just seems, like, even in 2011, I would think that, you know, with so many boundaries being broken down, I was like, that would not, I mean, to me, all I care about is how good was the scene. I don't care about who's doing who in the scene. Just, you know, just have a really good scene and something that I can watch and like, and you know, that's being, I guess, a true fan of it. But, yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. But do you actually, speaking of the Internet, do you actually go on to, like, you know, some of the, I guess, some of the other websites and actually read what's written about you? Or, you know, have you ever thought about just, like, looking up your name and just seeing how many different websites there are, you know, if you're on there?
I have other people that do that for me. I do. Just keeping it real. Like, no, I have other people that do that for me. And they let me know, you know, what sites I'm on. And I can also tell by the feedback that I get from fans and stuff. You know,
have you ever,
when a company releases a new scene of me, you know, the fans let me know more than anything.
Have you ever run across something that was written about you that was just, like, totally out of left field and you're just like, where in the heck did they get that from?
Totally. For some reason on Wikipedia for a bunch of years, it's not there anymore, but for a bunch of years on Wikipedia, it said that I was a stripper and I quit being a stripper because I fell off the pole and fell on my head. And yeah, like it was just like some craziness. I don't know.
I think I still found it on another website.
Yeah, because they probably stole it from Wikipedia.
I was like, I would ask her about that, but I was like, I'm not even sure if that's true. I was like, you know, I'd rather ask the person to come than to get that. I was like, I don't think Sarah would fall off the pole, but, yeah.
I never got on the pole in the first place. There's not, it's not enough money to get on the pole and risk your neck.
So right now, I know you're commuting back and forth. I know you live in Oregon and Miami, too. Now that's got to be.
Yeah,
like,
I do. I've been spending most of my time in Miami lately just because of school. That's where I go to school. So, you know, the past, well, since October, the past, like, 7 months or so, I've been in Miami almost solid.
Wow. Now, going to school, now, I know, now, is it, now, are you going, like, actually, like, in the classroom, or are you doing it, like, all online?
it was in a classroom, but it's actually in a classroom. It's a hands-on school, and, you know, we make an independent short film, and we make it from beginning to end. So it's Pardon me?
Did you get anybody that actually recognized you in class?
Yeah. Actually, I got a scholarship based on my, you know, profession.
That is fantastic. I actually kind of did the same thing in school. I actually went for journalism and actually did some film work as well. So I was like, that's why I think that's just awesome that you actually got the scholarship too. So. So what was your film on in college?
Well, it's a technical school, and it's on a story that I wrote. It's about a girl who is a black teenage girl, and she finds out that the parents that she thought were her white adoptive parents are actually her biological parents. So it's an interesting story.
That sounds like a great movie to put on YouTube. Let's see it.
Yeah, I'm actually going to submit it to festivals. You know, you don't really necessarily want to put the whole movie on YouTube. You're trying to make money off of it.
Yeah, yeah. Just a snippet or two, just to, you know, show us that side. So, oh, wow, that's fantastic. So where, I know you said New York and then Chicago, I know you're all over the place. Where else can we see Sarah J here in the upcoming weeks?
That's pretty much it. I'm staying a lot in Miami. Then in the end of July, I'm going to be in L.A. at AdultCon. And the end of August, I will be in L.A. at Exotica.
So everybody take note of that. And like I said, in order to catch up with Sarah, you can also find out her schedule on sarahj.com. So that's the best way to keep up with Sarah as well as on her blog. Now, I always have, like, you know, question it out. Now, earlier we talked about mainstream, and I'm going to ask you this question. If you could work with a Hollywood celeb in an adult video, who would it be?
I could work with a Hollywood celeb in an adult video. It's a good question. I don't know. I guess That's really tough. I really am not quite sure. I would almost feel bad for them because it would be like the demise of their career. So I have like mixed feelings. I'm like, I don't want
to. I'm just saying, for one day, they said it was okay. They said, hey, go ahead. You know, we don't mind.
Yeah.
You know, the changing, you know, mainstream and adult. Go at it. Well, I'll change the question. If you want to do it with your favorite host from Blog Talk Radio, who would it be?
I was actually, I don't know if you consider him a celebrity, but I was actually thinking Obama.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I definitely would like to do a porno with the president.
Well, it's a celeb. I mean, we don't have to go Hollywood celeb. We can go outside that realm.
Yeah,
you know,
like, why not?
Natural celeb.
Oh. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Now I have to probably get to the gym and get in shape like the president. Maybe just I can dream. You can't be with the president. You know, I'll have to. Actually, I was in the same room as the president a long time ago, and
which qualifies you, obviously, as a stand-in, right?
I think it does. We'll talk about that when you come to Chicago. I'll have to stop by and see you again.
Cool.
We're excited that you're coming back here to Chi-Town for Exotica. I know, like I said, you will be in New York, and I'm going to mention the websites all again. This is like, I want to make sure I get all of them in, so correct me if I miss one. If you want to catch up with Sarah J, you can catch up with her at sarahjvideos.com, and there you can buy Sarah's videos and some other things, such as 8x10s and custom videos. Her official website, sarahj.com. She's on Twitter, twitter.com/sarahjxxx. On MySpace, at myspace.com/sarahjxxx. She has her own official YouTube site. You can catch that at official. And blog.sarahj.com. And did I miss anything?
You know what? I got a couple of new things coming on. One of them we already have up and running. It's sarahjscambabes.com, and that's my new webcam site. And then we also have Sarah J On Demand, which is my on-demand site. You can go on there and watch my videos of pay-per-use kind of situation. So, yeah, I'm all over.
Oh, and we'll definitely be on the lookout for that. And, Sarah, we've got less than a minute to go, but I want to wish you the best of luck with the Urban X Awards and everything else that you do. We're all definitely big fans, and you know, anytime you want to come back here, love to have you. You know, and
absolutely, thank you.
I can't thank you enough for coming out of the show today. So check her out, everybody. Sarah J at sarahj.com, and you know, go and vote for her at the Urban X Awards, and you can catch the links.
Yep, vote for sarahj.com.
And so that will do it for the 411 Lounge. And so for my guest, Sarah J, I am LeVar Evans, and we will see you here next time on Blog Talk Radio. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.